Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Brought to you by Right From The Heart and rightfromtheheart.org, the AMA to wrap the show up every single day. A couple phone lines available if you want to jump on, 404-726-0929. We'll start with Devin in Kansas City. Hey, Devin.
And listen, man. Whole question lined up. But what is this I'm hearing by Abe Smithson, bro?
Yeah,
Abe,
man.
Ain't called up to this.
Yeah.
Abe is radio Smithson. Defending you.
Yes. Yeah, you do. Yeah, you be. Yeah, you be.
You telling like, on folks about Semitism.
Like you, like to have a voice like yours, you kind of soft, Devin. That's what it comes to like me. You always talking about Randy, leave him alone. Randy, stop messing with Abe. Like I know folks with Putnam, man.
I'm from Peach County,
I'm
right
from
now.
Peach County, exactly. I bet y'all don't want to come down through Gray.
But Mo, listen, this how I stand. I stand like this.
Yeah,
let me talk like this. Man, damn
yeah.
All that.
Yeah, your ass always come in here defending Randy. You need to stop being so mean to Abe. What you want,
man? I'm going to Randy Tiles right now. Go do it right now, bro. I got your back. Don't worry about it.
How your ass going to get from Kansas City all the way here that fast, Devin?
Don't get his ass kicked.
I got my way.
I know Randy's wearing pool shoes, but
don't try me now.
Don't get Abe lumped up on a happy hour Friday.
Please don't.
He does bring up a good question though. Like, why did Abe do that? Why did Abe throw me under the bus like that?
I know why.
Why?
You know what, Andy?
Yeah.
I've always said this about him.
What?
Abe won't look out for himself.
Mm.
And so Abe, what Abe did was try to get on the good graces of Mike Bell.
Oh,
yeah.
They're the number one show now.
Yeah.
I see.
See, that's what it was.
So now we got to, okay, Okay.
From what I heard, they're not the only one, number one show.
That is true.
There's other shows.
Yeah, that is true. That is true.
Everybody's doing pretty good.
That is true over here. But we don't, we cool. my arms ain't that long.
You got pretty long arms.
They ain't that long to reach my back.
Yeah, no, I don't know, man. I don't know. I was a little surprised.
I was too.
I
saw it because I saw it late yesterday. Mm-hmm. And I was like, what the hell's going on?
Yep.
I was like, oh, it's like that.
Yep.
Okay.
Well, I know one thing.
But
Wendy wouldn't have told him. Wendy wouldn't have told. All right, Zach's in Covington. Hey, Zach.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, Zach.
So, with Keep the Head Ringing, is the bumper coming in after that last break?
Yeah.
What's y'all's pick between The Chronic or 2001?
Oh, I will never, ever in life make that decision.
You won't?
Ever. Nope. I'm not going to do it.
I think it's easy.
I'm not going to do
it. It's easier for me because I was just way too young to appreciate The Chronic when it came out. But 2001 came out when I was in high school,
dude.
So it's all we listened to.
Yes, but dude, when he dropped that Chronic, though,
oh sure,
I was like, God,
I can only imagine.
What is this?
I can only imagine the shockwaves that sent through the entire music industry, like the world, like absolutely.
Dude. I was in high school for that one.
You were in high school for the Chronic.
Yeah.
When he dropped
Chronic, I was like, dude. I didn't think he could get better or as good as Chronic.
When the Dolby surround sound,
oh God, hits,
and it's the hydraulic sound on the car,
dude.
Oh my God. God,
I did not. I didn't think he can get close to The Chronic, and damn it, if he didn't. Yeah, man.
And I don't. The thing about 2001 also that I love so much is there's so many features on there from guys that like went on to do more stuff after that, and guys like combinations of artists that you would never hear together before or after that, and then there's so many hits off of it. But, like, the second half of the album might even be better than the first half of the album. The songs that weren't maybe quite as popular, but, God, there's so many good songs on that album. Be careful who you listen to it with, though, because it's not clean. Like, don't put on 2001 on a road trip with like your parents.
Oh.
For instance.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I was like, oh, this will be good driving music.
No.
It's a really bad idea.
No. I feel uncomfortable listening to that kind of music. But mama don't care. My mama don't care. My mom like, hey, what that is, boy? You know, that's how my mama
That's what my mom normally says, yeah. too, but that's not what she said this time.
She became a Grammy. That's what it is.
Grammy was like.
Yeah, Grammy don't like that.
Disgusting.
Yeah, Barbara gave a Grammy.
He said he was a 23-year-old. What? All right. Let's get to Bobby in Midtown.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Bobby.
Hi, Bobby.
Hey, I'm in my 60s, and I got this question. I could still bench 310. Okay. What is something that you still in your 40s that you're proud that you still can do?
Love make. Yeah, that's it.
I don't like. I'll be honest. Like, first of all, I was never elite athletically, so yeah. The fall off wasn't going to be that far.
Right.
I don't really feel like there's anything that I can't do right now
I can't run.
Well, yeah, you played in the NFL.
Yeah, I can't
like,
run
you can't
like
do
I,
that
I can't
anymore.
Do that anymore. But I can love make. Yeah.
I can hit the golf ball as far as I've ever hit it. I could do that still.
Yeah, but I said 310.
I can't do that.
I ain't got it in three.
But I could never do that.
I ain't got it in three bill since like 28, 29.
Never have, never will.
Yeah.
Never have, never will.
It's been a while since I got it.
Yeah, that's the thing about not being elite.
Yeah.
Is the fall off isn't very far.
Yeah.
You go from mediocre to mediocre.
Bob said he's in his 60s?
60s benching 310.
That's all right, yeah, man.
Good for you, Bob.
Good job.
You're probably going to make it to your 70s, 80s, and 90s working out like that. We love it. Skip is in the Yammobile. Hey, Skip.
What's going on, my folks? How y'all doing? Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back, people.
To you?
Hey, where
the hell you at?
Welcome back to you.
Are you back in Georgia?
Yeah, I'm back in Georgia. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
Hey, check this out right quick. I was at we had a bachelor party last night at a hotel in Buckhead.
Ooh,
and
sounds fun.
We was on the elevator and this guy was talking to my friend's wife on the phone. Right? Just talking to her. He listened to the whole conversation. But it was his wife talking to the guy on the phone. So
what?
instead of my friend getting mad because his wife was on the other line talking to another guy, he came out and said, hey, is that such and such? Tell her I'm one of her classmates, such and such. So she said, I know she had to feel stupid, but how would you handle that situation? I know y'all got a nice wife, but how would you handle the situation if y'all was somewhere and heard a conversation and your wife was on the other line talking kind of nasty to another guy? How would y'all handle that?
What?
How would I handle my wife talking dirty to another man? Where the hell are you coming up with this stuff from, Skip?
Also,
quick, more or less than you react towards me.
I have so many comparison. But I just, like, how did he know that it was his wife?
Exactly.
Also, like, what's his friend doing on the elevator talking to the guy's wife right in front of him?
That's what I'm saying.
What is this scenario?
I don't understand this, Skip. So I ain't got no answer for you. How would I feel if my wife was talking dirty to another man? That ain't going to happen.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean.
That's a good place to start.
That ain't going to happen.
But then I would hit him in the face with a 2x4 very quickly after that.
Yeah.
And then I would go talk to her. Like, that would be the course of action.
Like, don't ever say friend and then put he talking to my wife in the same sentence, because we ain't friends.
No, that's not a friend.
Yeah.
That's an enemy.
Yeah.
That's a snake in the grass.
That's an op.
That's somebody that if you ate half a sandwich that you didn't know was somebody else's, would tell him about it. That's what it is. It's an op. That's exactly what
it
is. All right. Let's get to takeaways of the day.
Not how that went down.
Dude, did Channing's tooth just fly out?
Who?
Channing. He was doing a show.
His teeth fell out while doing the show?
What if his tooth flew out of his mouth?
Huh.
Well, damn, Crowder.
Never had that one.
Yeah, never had that.
Speaking of Wendy, by the way, because we just referenced her.
Right.
I was texting with her the other day. She's doing great.
Yes.
Just so everybody knows. Wendy Adams, killing it.
Okay. Abe's half a snitch. I ain't going to give him a hole.
Yeah, I only ate half a sandwich.
Yeah, that's why I said that. I'll give him half.
gave you a whole point, though.
Yeah.
Well, actually, you didn't. Yeah. Randy was about to take Paris out your ass. That's my takeaway of the day. That's what almost happened at 12:45 today.
Spencer Rattler has big toes. Hustle man can confirm.
Hey, Bo, you rocking this weekend?
Not this weekend because the Braves are on Sunday night.
All right.
Randy's not going to like these. Randy wants to be the lube guy. And then he also said that he messes with dudes who are raw doggers.
Yep.
Yeah, man.
Well, look, I mean, Andy and Randy.
You know what I'm saying?
Every day.
Abe, you up this weekend?
I got, obviously, Atlanta United pregame, postgame, and then 2 o'clock to 5 o'clock Sunday, the ABTL show.
Oh, it's a full weekend Abe Stravaganza.
No days off.
Abe Stravaganza.
No days off. All right, we'll come back, see what Dukes and Bill have for you next. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.